Look at Titus 2, verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, not leave their husbands. To love their husbands, not criticize their husbands. To love their husbands, not throw them under the bus. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Oh, snaps. Verse 5. To be discreet. Now, what's the opposite of being discreet? A loud mouth. A loud-mouthed, boisterous, cantankerous woman that would want you to just dwell in the corner of a housetop. Right. Or in the wilderness. Desert. In the desert, yeah. He says, be discreet. The women are to teach other women, hey, you shouldn't be a loudmouth. That's what it's saying, right? You should be discreet. Don't be a loudmouth. Be discreet. You don't have to opinionate on everything. You don't have to get on Facebook and just blast every single person on Facebook, right? Getting kind of quiet in here. Is this First Works Baptist Church? Yeah, I think it is, right? Last time I checked. Oh, I'm staying on this. Be discreet. Don't be a loudmouth. Don't go out criticizing everyone and have this stigma that that's what you're known for. Amen? Or is this wrong? Did I misinterpret this? No. Maybe discreet means be a loud mouth, right? To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. Look what it says here, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So when a woman is a loud mouth, okay, or a loud typer, you know what God says? It's like that you're blaspheming the word of God. Because a woman without discretion is like a, what does the Bible say? Like a swine with a piercing, right? A jewel. Jewel in the snout of a swine. That's rough. God said that.